to the That's Ball Folks podcast. I'm your host, Josh Reynolds. This is season 3, episode 3, and it is all about Joel Embiid, the man who is having the best regular season that we have ever seen in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform, and that's not even an exaggeration in the slightest. We're truly coming off of back-to-back absolutely dominant performances against the Houston Rockets and their top defense, top 5 defense in the league, and the reigning champs, the Denver Nuggets, in his first 2 games back from injury. It's unbelievable, and we'll dive into it in detail. But before I do, how's everybody doing? My voice, I apologize if it sounds a little hoarse or if my voice cracks while recording this. Had a fantastic week last week. Went to Orlando for a golf trip with some buddies. Shout out Jackson, shout out Riley, you guys are the greatest. Played some good golf, went to a couple Devils games, which was delightful, but I lost my voice in the midst of it, so apologies. Slowly got it back, though, just in time for this. Just in time to talk about Joel Embiid and the back-to-back masterclasses, which we saw. Now, let's dive right into it. Every single thing that Joel Embiid does has been taken to another level this year. And a level, mind you, that won him the Most Valuable Player award last year. It's incredible. We'll talk about it in greater detail in a little bit, but let's start off and talk about the game last night. The game everybody's been waiting for, Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic. There was a lot of talk. Was it actually going to happen? Embiid, again, battling that knee swelling. The Nuggets, maybe they were trolling, listed their starting five as questionable. Everybody ends up playing. And honestly, it lived up to the hype. Despite Stan Van Gundy doing his best to make sure that we got his revisionist history on the Philadelphia 76ers in general. Literally, he literally missed gameplay to call his own number and go on a couple minute rant about how Brett Brown and Ben Simmons were run out of town and how they should that wasn't necessarily wasn't fair and how Embiid should be taking all the heat and how he's just such a big Tobias Harris fan and how Marcus Morris should be playing more minutes. And it honestly was unbelievable. How does the game of the year thus far draw Stan Van Gundy as the color commentator? How bad is that for TNT? How is he your ace? Anyway, Joel Embiid truly, as I mentioned it earlier, is having the best regular season in Sixers franchise history. Again, no exaggeration. Against the reigning champs, the Nuggets last night, 41 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, another dominating performance against the Nuggets and matchup with Nikola Jokic, moves to 6-2 all-time against him on the second leg of a back-to-back against the reigning champs, and a big old middle finger to the crowd of the whole believers of, oh, Embiid only plays against bad teams. Not a good night for them. They've now shifted, at least what I saw on Twitter, they've now shifted to, regular season games don't matter, do it in the playoffs, which is just rich. People are hilarious and they're miserable, and I'm pretty sure they just hate the game of basketball. Anyway, Embiid was unbelievable. Again, back-to-back games, 2 straight days, 48 hours, unbelievable performance. Tyrese Maxey, again, amazing game. The two-man game between him and Embiid remains just perfect. If you double up Embiid and Maxey's right there, he got wide open look after wide open look. The Nuggets just decided to give him those, and guess what? He knocked him down. Also have to give Tobias Harris his props. He deserves his flowers. He played really, really well last night, and honestly has had a few really good games back together. But especially last night. Made smart plays, attacked when he had a mismatch, didn't take bad shots, knocked down open shots. It's just becoming harder and harder for teams to defend the Sixers, especially with how Embiid's playing. You send a double Embiid's way, all of a sudden he's passing like a madman this year. He's cooler and calmer under pressure. Dudes are knocking down open looks. It's beautiful. It really, truly is beautiful. And we got to give the Nuggets some props too, because they are a fantastic basketball team. Obviously, that goes without saying. They just won a title. But their starting unit and the way that they play together, it's perfect. It's amazing. The bench unit, I think, lacks maybe one little thing. I bet they make a minor move at the deadline. I would be shocked if they don't. But clearly, they've got enough to make another title run this year. And we got to talk about it, but how about the little career resurgence that that DeAndre Jordan's having this year? It's kind of wild. I don't know. What I would give to see a Nuggets-Sixers matchup in June. I tweeted I'd give my left arm elbow down, and honestly, I really might. I probably would give my left hand just for the Sixers to advance past the second round. And then I'd finish the job up to my elbow once they made it to the finals. Anyway, I also, another thing that I love is the fact that Joel and Nikola continue to always show each other respect and love. Here is what Embiid had to say post-game. He had a little chat with Jokic, and here is what he had to say.
The world was waiting to watch this matchup between Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, but they're also dying to know what you said to each other after that tough fight.
I didn't hear the last part.
They're also dying to know what you two asked each other and said to each other during that last hug.
I just thought he missed the best player in the league. Like I told you earlier, you know, he won a championship. That's the best team in the league. And, you know, he's the finals MVP. So I was just telling him, keep going, see you in 2 weeks. And keep doing your thing. And that's why you're the best in the league.
If you needed one, just another little reminder that NBA players respect each other, especially these two, even though there's absolute bloodbath of a Twitter rivalry with all those little 12-year-olds who say awful things. Anyway, back to Embiid for a second. Last season compared to this season, we talked about taking it up a whole other level, and it's just ridiculous how he did it. Because again, he won the MVP last year. We talk about it a lot, but how he just continues to elevate his game. The numbers speak for themselves. He's averaging a little less minutes per game. Last season, he averaged 34.6. This year, 34 even. But he is averaging more points, rebounds, assists, and blocks. 34.9 points a game. Ridiculous. 11.7 rebounds per game. Insane. 5.9 assists per game. Again, that's a whole other level. And he's averaging more blocks with two a game. Just, it's hard to even comprehend. I tweeted that I was running out of words to just describe what it's like to witness Joel Embiid continue to do this over and over and over. When you think you've seen the best version of him, you haven't. It's amazing. And I say it all the time, but what a blessing it is to be able to watch this and witness this take place in Philadelphia in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. It's incredible. One of those things we joke about all the time, and I know I might sound cheesy, but it's one of those things that I absolutely will tell my grandkids about one day. Like, seriously. It's amazing. Let's talk about his game against the Rockets. Again, first game back. It felt way longer than it was, but long-awaited return. And dominated. 41 points, 10 rebounds, 3 dimes. And we talked about the Rockets and how they have one of the best defenses in the entire league. And that's exactly what he did. Looked like he had no rust. Not only picked up right where he left off, but even had a little extra. The streak that Embiid is on is otherworldly. Let's talk about it. He now has 28 straight games with 20 points to start the season. That's the longest in franchise history. He has 17 consecutive games with 30 points, which is the longest streak in franchise history. And it ended last night because he didn't have 10 boards, but going into the Houston game, he ended with 15 consecutive games with 30 points, 10 rebounds, which was the longest streak in franchise history. It's amazing. We talk about players showing each other love and giving each other props like Embiid did to Jokic. This happened in between podcast episodes, but Paul George had glowing things to say about Joel Embiid on his podcast, and I wanted to plug the audio because it made me really happy to hear. So here it is directly from him.
How do you stop him, bro? You can't. You cannot stop him. He should average 41 this year. You can't stop him. He's too big. He's agile. He can shoot. He can step out from the three-point line. You know, he's just a big body. He's our generation and our version of Shaq. I'm sure how teams had to match up with Shaq. There's nobody we can put on Shaq.
Right, right.
Bro, there's nobody you can put on Joel. He's going to punish. He's going to, you put a big on him, he's going to go around him. You put a small on him, he's going to punish him. He plays the big spot how big it's supposed to play.
He got a nice step back.
He got it all.
That's crazy.
He's doing the Euro. What big man got the Euro down?
He's funny, too, bro.
And he's funny.
Yeah, he did it. The best part, I think it was he, made a play, and Pat Bev could see, he was about to hit him with the – and so Pat, went and grabbed him, and he's like, no. Yeah. He was okay.
I'm a big fan of Joel, man, and he's someone that, you know, we got a good relationship. I got a good relationship with Joel, every All-Star. We chop it up. We got to get the big fella. We need a bigger seat. Definitely got to get a bigger seat.
I mean, that's your buddy. Call him up.
Again, it's just so awesome to hear praise like that coming from an actual NBA player. And not just him, other NBA players. KD tweeted during the Rockets game, he said, all Joel need is three quarters. That's funny. It's awesome. It's awesome to see players show each other love like that because B, we just referenced it, but it makes you realize that the only ones with negative things to say about him and really just about basketball in general are really shitty NBA reporters and 12-year-olds on Twitter. Saw a tweet that said, quote, compare how NBA coaches and players talk about Embiid to what NBA Twitter says. There's never been a bigger gap from reality when it comes to discourse on a player like Joel Embiid. And that's the truth. I read another tweet from an NBA media person yesterday that said, quote, Embiid is going to play fewer than 65 games, not play on the road versus teams over 500, absolutely destroy worlds at home, not be eligible for MVP, but have everyone think he should have won it. It's perfect. What the hell is that? How is that perfect? That's ridiculous. On top of that, it really, really bothers me the whole, quote, ducking narrative. Thank goodness somebody asked Joel about it post-game against Houston, because here's what he had to say.
You know, that's why, you know, you can't read too much into it because, you know, one of the main things that I see is that as soon as you use the name Joel Embiid, that's going to get you a lot of likes and, you know, that's going to get you a lot of money. So as long as my name, you know, has a chance to, you know, help somebody, you know, make some money, then I'm for it. Keep trolling. I like it. I love it.
It's so perfect. I love that Joel Embiid is back. I loved his response. He's not wrong. I said it last episode as well. You know rent is due, so you fire off some nonsense with Embiid's name in it, some slander, and you get paid. Embiid doesn't care, though, so why should we? Amazing response. Truly, it was just perfect. He was also asked about the minimum game requirements for the MVP, and I thought that his answer was also perfect, and here's what he had to say.
No, I've already done it. I've always said it. I want it all. If I have a chance to get a second one, I'll do it. But I'm not gonna force myself or, you know, push for it. My game is always gonna speak for itself. You know, we're winning. That's the main thing. Try to keep winning, and obviously, you know, you put in the stats to be in the conversation is great too. That's great. But at the end of the day, if there's something going on and I can't meet the requirement for the amount of games played to qualify for that, then so be it. But, you know, one thing we're not going to do is, you know, push forward to try to make that requirement. If I'm healthy enough and, you know, these guys are letting me play, then I'll play. If they tell me, you know, you gotta chill, then I'll chill.
Again, Joel nailed it. Like he said, he can't control whether he's getting sick or not. He can't control his knee swelling up. He's got his sights on something bigger. We talked about it last episode. Postseason success is what he has his sights on, and that is what I can't wait to see. I want to tell you about the easiest way to get some action on the NBA. It's Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. Just pick over or under on your favorite or least favorite player stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. You can also pick from Rivals, which pits two players against each other for a head-to-head matchup. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold hard cash. Use the code TBF24, that's TBF24, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 by Underdog. Underdog Fantasy, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Are you a slave to the can? Why don't you grow up and maybe join CEDA, Canned Energy Drinkers Anonymous. At Buffed Energy, our energy is literally too powerful for a can. It also includes ingredients that can't sit around in water for months, let alone a day. Our proprietary blend of organic mushrooms combined with nootropics and caffeine will give you the boost you love from energy drinks and the focus you desire when you ask your friends if you can get some Adderall from them. I literally drank one before setting my underdog fantasy lineup tonight for Monday Night Football, and guess who hit two pick'em slips? You're damn right, go Birds. Buffed Energy, destroying energy drinks one can at a time. Calling all golfers. Do you have a problem three-putting? If you said no, you were either in complete denial or you're just a straight-up liar. Jokes aside, and in all reality, who doesn't? It's inevitable. We're all three-putters. Well, let me introduce you to a new lifestyle brand for golf that is made for us. The 3-Putt Golf Company. Golf gear that meets the average golfer where they are, but looks like a professional brand. The first drop sold out in hours, but more are coming. Keep an eye out for the drop, discounts for That's Ball Folks listeners, giveaways, and more. 3-Putt Golf Company. Everybody 3-putts, look good doing it. Are you sick of spending time caring for your lawn? Have you spent too much time mowing it or even just keeping it alive? Are you tired of wasting resources and money watering it? If you are like me, the answer is yes to all of those. You should consider artificial grass. Beehive Turf out of Northern Utah will transform your yard into looking beautiful all year round. Check out Beehive Turf on Instagram. Give them a call today for a free quote. Beehive Turf, take the sting out of caring for your lawn. Great to have Joel back, and it's great to watch the rest of the roster elevate their game when he is back. Obviously, we saw it against the Nuggets, but we saw it against the Rockets as well. And listening to Pat Bev talk about Embiid truly is the best. His whole belt to ass tour talk is amazing. Pat Bev is awesome. Again, very outspoken, have said multiple times how he is a dude who should have been in Philly his entire career. But here's a little clip post game against Houston on what he had to say to Lauren Rosen with Embiid coming back. It's fantastic.
You've called Joel Embiid the lead singer of this group on your podcast. You got your lead singer back tonight, 41-10. How special is it to be his teammate right now?
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of solos tonight. Boy, he had a lot of solos. He was in his bag tonight playing guitar, dropping mic, all type of shit. So, yeah, I'm just happy to have him back.
it's hard not to love that dude, man. Pat Bev is the best. Also, all this talk, again, for those who haven't heard, Maxey said it in a interview about he had a game when Embiid was out where he played well, and Pat Bev basically came up to him, and it was a decent game, but they didn't win, and Pat Bev came up to Maxey and was like, look, a lot of people are going to say you played well, but, like, no, you got to get it going. Can you do it without Embiid? Like, you got to get this going. And next game, Maxey had 40. Like, that is the type of dude that you need on your team, especially to a young guy mentor like Maxey. I just love him. Could not love Pat Bev more. Fantastic. Let's do a little trip around the league. Trade season has begun. It's a little one, but it got us kicked off. Pistons and Wizards finalized a deal that traded Marvin Bagley, Isaiah Livers, and 2 second-round picks for Danilo Gallinari and Mike Muscala. Again, doesn't move the needle. Love Muscala. Will always remain close. As a Sixers fan, thank you, Muscala, for landing us Tyrese Maxey. Shams dropped a little kind of bomb, a little slop bomb, if you will, in the middle of the Sixers game last night. Pacers and Raptors engaged in a deal for Pascal Siakam that includes 3 first-round picks. To be honest, there's a good chance that this trade possibly happens in between me recording this and when it's released. So if it does, exciting. We'll talk about it more once it's finalized. Little update. Tyrese Haliburton went down. We talked about last episode with that serious hamstring injury. It was not as bad as it looked, which is good. Still waiting on a timetable for him to return, but they did say it was best case scenario as far as a hamstring injury goes, which is a huge win for basketball fans everywhere. Kawhi Leonard signs an extension with the Clippers out of nowhere. It was great. Again, signs a decent deal. Decent. That's hilarious. And hopefully you understood the sarcasm. 3 years, $152.4 million. He is extended now through the 2026-27 season. Fully guaranteed deal, long-term commitment to stay in LA. And Woj reported that the Clippers are in extension talks with Paul George, that they're ongoing, but the organization continues. They want to get both stars lined up for long-term contracts. Paul George, again, rumors are that he is going to stay put. Not shocked, especially with how the Clippers have been playing lately. Let's talk about our friends in Utah. My goodness, don't look now, but the Jazz are good? Are they really good? Is it fool's gold? Are they just on a hot streak? I don't know what you want to call it, but they are fun as hell to watch. There is no arguing that. Will Hardy has these young dudes absolutely hooping. Shout out Colin Sexton one time. Always been a big fan of his game, the young bull himself. He is playing some unbelievable basketball at the moment, and I love it. I'm curious to see if they can keep winning games and maintain this. Regardless, though, this last little stretch has been unreal. They're 12-2 over the last 14 games, beating good teams, playing fun basketball. I'm really happy for my Jazz friends. Couple other things to note before we go. How cool is the basketball court at the Indianapolis airport? For those who don't know, the All-Star game is in Indy this year, and they set up a court in the middle of the airport to kind of advertise for it. And it's awesome. There were a lot of funny tweets going around about it, but in all honesty, I saw one that I loved. It said, can you imagine getting a run-in over your layover? You never see these people again. You get on your flight, you're gone, and you just had an unreal hoop session. How awesome would that be? I love that. I'm a big fan of that. I support it. Awesome. Jumping around, we'll stay in the West. The Warriors, what a mess. Latest report is that everyone is on the table except for Curry. Draymond Green's making his return. Nightmare. We'll keep our eye on the Golden State situation again as the trade deadline approaches. Staying on the West, our poor, poor Memphis Grizzlies might have the worst injury luck ever this season. Obviously, the jaw injury, he's out with shoulder surgery. And Desmond Bane now sprains his ankle. He's sidelined for at least 6 weeks. Brutal. Poor Grizzlies, man. Tough, tough, tough stretch. And we'll end with this. First thing, there have been more blowouts in this NBA season than maybe I've ever seen before in my life. Just outrageous. And I recognize this because on this little golf trip I went on, we as a house and as a group of friends, yeah, we threw down some little parlays. You already know I was active on Underdog. And their little local one, they don't have DraftKings, but their local app is Hard Rock. And you won't believe this if I tell you, and this isn't an exaggeration, and I'm sure I'm going to get hammered for it. I have lost 45 straight bets. 45. That's not an exaggeration. I've lost 45 in a row. I am an all-time, just the coldest streak you can imagine. Now, luckily for me, I'm not betting like crazy big bets, but they add up. Boy, do they add up, whether it's 5, 10, 25 bucks. Look, I was with the fellas. I wanted to roll. We threw down a bunch of little slips and parlays and stuff together. It would have been fun to hit us. My boy Marquis hit a bunch by himself, which is awesome. But I thought maybe I could jump in on that, and everything that I touch is ice cold. So I apologize to my sponsor, Underdog. Your boy's out here trying. He's out here hustling. I'm just striking out. Apologies to my friends who dragged in on some of these slips in Florida, but man, oh man, I am just on the coldest streak ever. And I took a little break, but again, I jumped back to it and I lost my 7 bets that I did. So anyway, shout out Underdog, jump on it now. That's all I got. I love you all. As always, I hope you have a fantastic week. Like, subscribe, review, drop a review, do all that fun stuff. Just grateful to be able to do this podcast and have you guys listening because it's not possible without you. Love you all. Have a great week. We're not even going to talk about the Birds because Embiid is a freak. They are sad and embarrassing, but we're not even talking about it. Have a great week. Love you all. And that's ball, folks.